Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Dejesu reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dejesu scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herndon scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rochelle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Ivy moves to second. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesu. The throw from May and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards right. Vail fields it and throws to second to catch Herndon for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ivy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. May reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blue, and towards LeMaster, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy juggles the ball. That's an error on Ivy. Dillard moves to third. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground for an out. Blackwell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Clark moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans is walked intentionally. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a pop-up towards second base. Strain makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Strain. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to second. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Strain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Strain reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Caudill covering, for the out. Strain moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Evans moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dejesu hits a line drive towards the mound. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vail hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.